I'm very pleased to see so many priests here today celebrating the Mass and supporting this wonderful ministry of healing. And in a special way, I'm especially honored to see so many of my brothers and sisters, ministers of other Christian churches that are here today. Seeing you here reminds me of 25 years ago when I joined the Navy Chaplain School, and we were of all different faith groups and denominations thrown into the one training course. And at our first dinner together, most of us had never met pastors of other denominations. So the topic came up, how long is the sermon in your church? And Episcopalian guy said, ours is about a half an hour. One of the Baptists said, at least 45 minutes. And the Christian Missionary Alliance guy said, my people will never be satisfied with anything less than an hour. And they looked at me and said, Mike, how long is the sermon in the Catholic Church? And I said, 10 minutes. And they went, 10 minutes? Jeopardy's longer than 10 minutes. You know, that's true. On our programs today, which I see you have, they put the icons of three different saints, all patrons of healthcare workers, St. Luke, the divine physician, St. Camilla Stellelis, patron saint of nurses, St. Dimphna, patron saint of mental health professionals. But one important saint was missing, who happens to be one of my favorites, and maybe we can put him on next year. And that's St. Raphael the Archangel. He's the patron saint of healing. St. Raphael the Archangel is revered by Jews, Christians, and Muslims. In the Old Testament book of Tobit, Raphael heals Tobit's son Tobiah of his blindness. In the New Testament, in John's Gospel, there was a pool at Bethesda where many ill people rested awaiting the moving of the water. You remember the story. And as it says there in St. John, an angel of the Lord descended at certain times into the pond, and the water was moved. And he that went down first into the pond after the motion of the water was made whole of whatever infirmity he was under. By longstanding Christian, Catholic, and Orthodox tradition, that angel that came down and moved the pool was St. Raphael the Archangel. The name Raphael in Hebrew means God heals. Yes, my friends, everyone here has their role in the healing process. Doctors diagnose, nurses dispense medicine, chaplains pray, but it is God who heals. You, more than anyone else, knows that. Everyone does their job, everyone works very hard for healing, and yet you see some are healed and others are not, right? You know, sometimes you do everything right, a correct diagnosis, a proper treatment, beautiful, loving care by nurses and staff. Some are healed, others are not. It's a mystery. Two cases in particular among the priests of my order, the Jesuit order, we have an infirmary in Los Gatos, a rest home with an infirmary attached where we go when we get older. And there was a priest there who was in a coma for days. His systems were shutting down, and the head nurse there, who was lovingly referred to by the other priests as the colonel, said to them, tonight's the night. He won't last until morning. Fathers, go in and say your goodbyes tonight. You know. So each of the priests and community went in and blessed him and said goodbye. He was unconscious, and they left. And the next morning, the nurse went in, expecting to call the funeral parlor. She went in his room, And there was Father Hoke sitting on the edge of the bed, eating a piece of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was recorded as a miraculous cure of St. Claude de la Colombière, and that priest was later flown to the Vatican for the canonization mass as living proof of a miracle. And yet in the next room, Father Schenck, the only thing wrong with him, he had been living upstairs, taking care of himself. He had taken a fall. He fell down in his room, and they went in, picked him up, and put him in the infirmary for a few days just for observation. Perfectly lucid and talkative, he was all there, as you would say. And yet the nurse served him his dinner there at the infirmary dinner table with the other priests. She said to him, "Would you like some dessert?" And he said, "Yes." She went away to get the dessert. She came back, and he was dead in the chair. He had passed away. And one of the priests at the table said, "Look at that. He died between the macaroni and cheese and the jello, you know?" It's a mystery, isn't it? Since it is God who heals, and you are all in the healing profession, you are all collaborators of God in the ministry, in the mercy of healing. May I just offer one piece of advice? To your vast and expert medical knowledge, add spiritual wisdom. God heals. God gives life, and he takes it away. Or rather, according to the Christian vision, God transforms earthly life into eternal life. You witness an awful lot of suffering and death, and I'm sure it takes an emotional toll because you care. You care about your patients. But to do your job well, recall the Christian vision of life. God gives us life, and in life there is suffering and death, yes, but there's also resurrection from the dead. I've attended many a dying priest when the hospice staff would come in and take over the care toward the end of their life. To be a hospice nurse or staff member is a very particular calling. If you're only preparing people to die, it would be a very depressing occupation, in my opinion. But you're preparing people to come to the door between this life and the next life, when the Lord will open the door and reach out and take you by the hand into eternal life, where every tear will be wiped away. Yes, God heals, and God is love. And God created us with a view to giving us eternal life. You are instruments of his love and mercy and his healing. If I may say so, you are angels like Raphael of love and mercy. And angels are real. You're real. A priest was in Chicago. He was a very stubborn old pastor. He came to be 70. They said, "You can retire now." He said, "No." 75, "Would you like to retire now?" the bishop said. He said, "No." 80 years old. Called him, "Father, it's time to retire." "No." Finally, the bishop died and a new bishop came. The pastor was still there. He turned 85 and the new bishop said, "Father, I think it's time you laid down the pastorate and let a younger priest take over." So he obeyed, and what do retired priests do? Well, he played golf. So he was out on the golf course with four players there, and it was his turn to tee off. And he goes up, and the men are around him, and he goes to raise his golf club, and he looks down the fairway, and he yells out, "What the hell is an angel doing on the golf course?" and he fell down dead of a heart attack. All the men heard him say that. One of the men was on a cell phone talking to his wife. The wife heard it at home over the cell phone. Angels are real. You are real. God is real. God is love. You are his instruments of love and mercy, accompanying those who are suffering. And you accompany them into eternal life. And everyone that you have accompanied is going to pray for you there, as are we today. It says in 1 Corinthians, he who called you to this is faithful. He will support you.